Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Today we're following up on last week's program where we walked you through what we called the 10-Minute Miracle, a plan for helping couples begin the habit of having regular devotions together. And if you missed that, please visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and listen and then download a copy of the 10-Minute Miracle. Well, Bruce, where do we pick up on this topic of building spiritual intimacy?
Well, Cap, today we're going to talk about a topic that might not make us too happy.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because what is the thing that most of us want from our marriages and our families, and let's be honest, in our lives in general, and I already gave you a hint, we might not be too...
happy. Mm-hmm. Happiness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We all want to be happy, but how does that relate to spiritual intimacy?
Well, I think it relates because God is more concerned about our holiness than he is our happiness. And unfortunately, we as couples are more concerned about our happiness than we are our holiness.
Well, that sounds like it could be a bit of a problem and a little bit too convicting.
Well, it certainly can be. But we can't forget that Jesus promised us that when he came, that he came to give us an abundant life. And that would certainly include some happiness. So there's nothing wrong with being happy. It becomes wrong when all we are pursuing is our happiness at the expense of everything else.
So you're saying our happiness then could become something like an idol.
Exactly. And when we as a couple and a family are pursuing happiness more than we're pursuing God, we're setting ourselves up for a failure.
Then how should we as a family or as a couple pursue holiness?
Well, let's think for just a second here. Who knows us better than anyone else does? Who knows what we're really thinking because we're sharing our true feelings about people, places, and things around them all the time?
Well, that would be our spouse, I would assume.
Right, and our kids, and they know the real us. You know, they see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so the question becomes, how can we help every member of our family become more holy? And how can they help me or help me as a leader of the family become more godly?
This is hard to say, Bruce, but they can help us by confronting the things that, I don't know, the things that they see in our lives that aren't holy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our spouses and kids can be used by the Holy Spirit to refine us if we let him, the Holy Spirit, and them our family members. And I like to call them the little Holy Spirit juniors, you know, and because they're always saying, would Jesus do? Would God do that? So the problem is when we don't respond well to them wanting to help refine us, they begin to hold back because they want to keep things happy. And so we don't confront each other. We don't deal with some of the obvious things that aren't right in our lives because we'd rather be quiet and just keep everybody
happy.
Happy, that's right. So you see, happiness can become our main goal, and being our main goal, it can thwart our holiness.
So you're saying that then they are mutually exclusive?
No, no, that's a great question, but the answer is no. Let me be clear. When we can be very happy and holy. In fact, God's way of living will produce more happiness than the world's way. And what we're trying to say here is that when we value or pursue our personal comfort and happiness over what God wants to do in our lives, which can sometimes be painful, we're in a bad place. And we need to remember those words in the book of James where he said, count it all joy, my brothers, when trials and tribulations come into your life because they're making you more like Jesus Christ.
Well, Bruce, this is a good time of year to be talking about this because we're in the Lenten season, you know, the time of reflection and celebration around the death and resurrection of Jesus, whose death on the cross, I might add, produced the ultimate source of our holiness.
That's a great observation, Cap. And maybe as we're sitting around our tables having family devos or interacting around the 10-Minute Miracle and talking about the Passion Week of Christ, we can all begin to ask each other, what are some things that you see in my life that I need to deal with in order to become more like Jesus, whose suffering and death did purchase our salvation? And let's be honest, that didn't make him too happy, but it made us holy. And that's what we call a Good Friday, because it was good for us. So Jesus' death makes us happy because it makes us holy.
Thank you, Bruce, for these great thoughts. And you listeners, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and we'll be posting some family activities out there to help you and your families get ready for Easter, which I assume is what we're talking about next week, Bruce?
Well, that's it. We're going to start talking about how we as moms and dads can be leading our children in some thoughts and activities that center our thoughts on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But until that time, let's just keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.